If you're new to New Hope or visiting with us, you may not know what we are getting ready to do next, but it's quite biblical, actually. When Paul and Barnabas went on their first missionary voyage, the first thing that they did when they returned to their sending church at Antioch was to report back the good news of what God had done on the mission field. Then a couple of weeks later, they went back to Jerusalem and they did exactly the same thing. So every mission trip we take, every team we take out to the mission field, when they return, we have a report back session, a time for them to tell you briefly their experience, something that God spoke to them, and the way that the trip impacted them. And that's the reason we want to keep the youngsters here, so that they can hear it, because there'll be a day sometime in the future when it'll be their turn to go on these trips, and they need to hear from the team that has just gone. So I'm going to invite the team to come on up here. You guys just come on in and organize yourself behind me as we prepare to hear what God has done through them. Now, after their testimonies, then I'll be back and we'll take a closer look at these two verses and how it helps us to illustrate something that actually happened on this trip. But before that, Miss Sherry, I'm going to let you take over and introduce and get this started as we hear from our young missionaries.
Thank you, Pastor Kirby. And thank you. First of all, I would like to thank each and every one of you for your prayerful support and financial support of this team. Our ministry the last week has been quite incredible, as some of our team members will share with you. This is not our complete team. Four of our team members have left on vacation right after we returned, but they will give you a sampling of some of the thoughts and feelings that they've had being on the field for the last week. So once again, I'd like to thank you, and we'll introduce ourselves and begin with our testimonies.
Good morning, I'm Kay Williams.
Hello everybody, I'm David, and this is my third mission trip to Kentucky. And I have to say that this mission trip has been the best and probably the most enlightened, because the child that I saw, like I see every single year there, ever since the first year I started going, his name is Zach, and he asked me, like, oh, I've noticed that you guys been coming like for the past few years. I'm like, yeah, you know, we come and, you know, we try to come as much as we can. He said, no, like me and my family like really, really appreciate that you guys come, because, you know, out in the country, like everybody forgets about, you know, in East Kentucky. And then that made me think, like, wow, like, you know, most people don't really, you know, pay attention. And I even, you know, talked to a couple of my friends and I ask them, like, oh, yeah, I went to this place, or even people, like, native in Kentucky, in, like, Lexington or, like, you know, the big city, and they're like, no, I've never heard of Pippa Passes or, you know, Gardner or any of these, like, obscure places. And it just makes me think, like, wow, like, if it wasn't for, like, you know, the group and, you know, us going there, like, these people might have never, like, known who Jesus is and everything, and really, like, live, like, the life, you know, and like have like a happy life and not just care about, you know, the world and the culture around us, thinking like, oh, you know, money, fame, you know, all this stuff that really doesn't matter, you know, really wanting to live like Christ, because that's all that really matters in this life. And it's taken me some time to really figure that out, but I've realized, you know, at, you know, thank the Lord at such a young age that I've been able to just realize that, you know, money and all this stuff that, you know, me and my friends talk about sometimes, and I just don't really look at it like that no more. I try to tell them about Jesus and everything. They're like, oh, no, David, you gotta, you know, figure out about, you know, money, you know, this and that. I'm like, nah, man, you know, I'm telling you, when you have a personal relationship with Jesus and you really ask him to be in your heart and you just ask, like, please, like, can I have the Holy Spirit come into me? I'm telling you, that's when your life will be completely different. And I try to, like, emphasize that as much as I can. Like, don't care about the money or don't care about anything that, you know, is worldly, because I tell them, like, the reason why I believe is because, you know, the gift of everlasting life. And I tell them, like, just what you see in Scripture, that the way that Paul talks about and just the apostles talk about, you know, everlasting life, it's just something that it sounds so amazing. Like, it just sounds too good to be true. And that's just the reason why I tell them, like, this is why I believe, because it sounds so great, where, like, it'd be like 10... You can't even imagine how amazing it would be up there. So I just really try to emphasize that on people. Like, really think about these so-called people that say God's not real. But if you really look at the time, or you really look at this day and age that we're in, He gives us so much proof and so much evidence that He is real, that if you say that He's not real, then you're just ignorant. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. Because it's in the Bible. There's so much evidence, you know. There's scientific evidence, there's, you know, historical evidence. And then you have these people go on and on, oh no, He's not real. And then I even was talking to one of my friends that he's like, you know, one day he's a Christian, next day he's like a agnostic or atheist. And I tell him, well, look in, you know, Old Testament, look at, you know, Leviticus 17. He talks about the life of the flesh is in blood. They talk about how, even in Job, he talks about God. He talks about dinosaurs. He talks about stuff that, you know, in this, I think in even this, in the Old Testament, he talks about running water where that treat diseases instead of using distilled water. And man hasn't even discovered that until, you know, I think like later, or like in the early centuries. And that was way before, you know, man ever found that out and everything. So you just can't say, and I can sit here all day and talk about how many things are in here and the Bible that are true, but you just can't, you know, you can't dispute the truth about God and everything. And, you know, I just try to emphasize on people as much as I can that, you know, find Jesus, and that's just all that matters in life. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Michael. This is my third mission trip to Haiti, Kentucky. First of all, I want to thank everyone for your financial support and for your prayers especially. This year, or last year, we started going to a new Baptist church, and this year, we were painting their roofs and helping them out with stuff. And they were so welcoming. They welcomed us with open arms. And that same place we went to on Sunday service. And we were privileged to sing for them and worship with them. And there was one lady that really touched my heart. Because as we began to sing and show them our VBS hand motions and stuff, she started to cry, and it just touched my heart. And you could really feel that the Holy Spirit was in the place with all of us, and it was an amazing experience. And after that, there were some pastors that were preaching, and they were preaching about love, and that there wasn't enough of it in this world. And as they shared their message and their testimonies of how they came to Jesus, I started to tear up, and I could really feel all their passion and how much love they have for Christ. And it was powerful, and it was very humbling. And it reaffirmed to me that God loves all of us, and that we need to show more love in this broken world. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rhonda McLean. I echo what my team member said. Thank you so much for sending us back to Kentucky. It was an amazing and a very busy 6 days, a very powerful 6 days for us. We pray as well that it was that way for the people that God allowed us to impact. As I reflect now, it's 6 days since we've been back. And for me, many of the individuals that we met there, the believers that blessed us much more than we were able to bless them, even though we spent the whole day with them. We did work projects in their homes, etc. But just seeing their joy bust out unmistakably, regardless of what their present circumstances was, impacted me. I'm sure impacted the team members as well, but also those who we saw who are still very much in darkness, their faces, the conversations that we had with them are coming back to me over and over again. And for me in particular, some of the children who attended our gospel presentations and the backpack giveaways, our interactions with them are coming back to me over and over again. And in some ways, my heart is heavy with some of them. Their need is great. They're very bold about telling you their need. I'm thinking now of a very young brother and sister who somehow or other attended both of our gospel presentations. They were back to back, two different nights, but on two different sides of the mountain. They told me the second night, "We saw you last night at the other church." They were not there with any adults. I don't know how they got themselves there, but they sat in the front row. And they were just so hungry. They don't know yet what they're hungry for, but they're just hungry for something. And that little boy was very vocal about it. As a matter of fact, when Pastor Kirby was telling them the order of the presentation, what was going to be going on that night, and he mentioned that after the gospel presentation and before the backpack giveaways that we would be feeding them, this little boy hollered right out, you know, give me some food. I'm ready for some food. That's how bold he is. And that same little boy afterwards, as we were interacting with them, he went up to me twice and asked me, will you bring me back home to Florida with you? So I'm sure that I'm not the only team member that he approached. And so he... young people like that, where they're in a world of confusion right now and they know that something is missing from their lives, and I don't even think they know what it is. They just know that they have need. He's not someone that I'll forget anytime soon. But when he asked me that twice, now 6 days later, I'm realizing I didn't sit him down. I didn't tell him about the love of the Lord. I was busy doing what we were doing, and so it's my prayer that if we're remembering them, surely they're remembering us as well. And it's my prayer that as they reflect on that, they just don't think that we're a group of do-gooders or a bunch of nice people that travel to see them once a year, that they really understand now or at some point very soon why we're there, and that we're shining the light of Jesus into their life, and that we are letting them know by visiting them time and again and time and again and time and again that their world may feel dark now, but they're not a forgotten person. They are a known and beloved person. And so please join us in helping to pray for that our purpose there was clearly seen, that we are there to reflect God's love to them. So that's one of the reasons I'm just so thankful that time and again our church send us back to the exact same place, because they can see that we recognize who they are, we remember them from the year before, we get to know them individually, and I just pray that is Jesus' love reflected into their hearts. And the last thing I'm remembering is that here in South Florida, where we have plenty, where we have too much, sometimes Pastor Kirby will refer to trying to reach happy pagans. And I see the coexist stickers quite a lot. You don't see that there in Kentucky. In Kentucky, I can very clearly see light and darkness in a battle with one another. I'm not saying that they're equal at all. The darkness can never prevail over the light. But there are people that are very solidly blinded right now. They really have they have great needs. Their needs are physical. Their needs, of course, are also spiritual. It's a very different sort of environment there, not one that I had been exposed to before. So It's made a deep impact on me, and I'm just so thankful that we had the chance to go there, and I can't wait to see what God does in terms of giving fruit to what He allowed us to plant. So thank you so much for sending us there again this year.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sierra, and this is my second missions trip to Kentucky. My favorite part about Kentucky this year was cleaning Miss Becky's house and just seeing how happy she was, knowing that we were there and knowing that we all cared and were willing to help. I also really enjoyed sharing the gospel at both churches and noticing how focused and attentive all the kids were in what we were doing, as well as giving back and helping those in need. I thank you all so much for your ongoing prayers and encouragement throughout our week in Kentucky.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and this is my second time going to Kentucky. We painted Miss Norma's house and Pastor Jamie's church ceiling, reorganized Miss Becky's house, did VBS for two churches. My favorite part was seeing that huge smile on Miss Norma's face after we finished painting and rearranging her house, and us joining together just to play a quick card game, even for a few minutes. Thank you all for your support and prayers.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, and this was my first year going to Kentucky this year, or going to Kentucky. My favorite part was when we did the VBSs and there was actually kids that would pay attention and would be happy not just to get a backpack, but to actually hear the word of God. And I've heard stories and you don't know who has a tougher home life and whatnot, so it's sort of nice to see them, you know, play outside and just to have fun. Thank you for all the support and prayers.
Hi, my name is Shayna, and this is my first mission trip going to Kentucky. I really enjoyed going to Kentucky this year. My favorite part was when we were painting Miss Norma's house. She was really happy that we were there, and she was willing to help. When we were done painting, we rearranged the house so we could surprise her, and then when we did, she was so happy. I loved seeing the smile on her face. Thank you so much for your prayers.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sherdell, and this would be my third or fourth time going to Kentucky. I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers and support. We really appreciate it. One thing I would like to point out that really touched me throughout the trip would be the songs at Pastor Jamie's church. I really liked how the adults and a few children there were really admired what we were doing and how one little girl next to Miss Janet started singing the songs along with us and seeing the smiles on their faces. It was so amazing. Thank you for your prayers.
Hello, church family. My name is Haley Becker, and this is my second missions trip to Kentucky. I would like to thank everyone for your prayers and support. My favorite part about Kentucky was sharing the gospel with all the kids at VBS. I would love to go back to Kentucky again next year. Thank you.
So, hello, Kathleen Daly here, and this is my second trip to Kentucky. And I'm just thinking back, Pastor Kirby had taught me about missions early on when I first ventured out to Haiti, and it was what I learned was you have to build connections and go back and build these relationships. It's not a once and done. Here we went and did some things, and now we may never see you again, but it's investing in relationship building. And I'm thinking about how grateful I was for the prayers that could be felt by all of you, so thank you. I think of one moment that just happened when I was walking past a woman outside of Caney Baptist Church, and I don't know, out of nowhere, it was as if the Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and said, arms out, hug.
And as I was walking past her, my arms went out, and I looked at her, and I said, "Hug?" And she just came up and put her arms around me. And she needed such a hug. And she began to share all of her anxieties and what she was currently thinking about and going through, and that she was going to have a hip replacement surgery, and she had all these things going on in her life. And I said, "Well, we'll be praying for you." Her name is Kimberly Sloan. And so we stopped right there and prayed together. And then I just walked on, and I thought, "Thank you, Lord." You know, that was the Holy Spirit. And it was things like that I know came from prayers, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding so many things. And I just couldn't be more proud of this group of young people. Watching the interactions and the building of relationships, as David alluded to, too, with Zach, right? And but watching specifically a teenage boy, pretty good-sized kid, Shooter, Miss Terry's oldest grandson, who lost his father and has been in a lot of trouble himself, and he was in a horrible accident and was in the hospital and had surgeries. And when I saw him, he didn't really make eye contact. I wanted so much to connect to him, just to have a little eye contact, just to tell him how much we love him. And, you know, so in talking to him, I got to say that, but he wouldn't make eye contact. He was just kind of, you know, himself like that. And but yet I watched, and these young men were playing basketball with all of these boys. And watching them having a fantastic time connecting and just in a very beautiful way, you know, just playing a friendly game of basketball. And there was Shooter, who otherwise didn't even want anything to do with anybody, you know, but I think the day's coming, so pray for Shooter. And it's all of those kind of things that make a trip like this so meaningful. And I think about the transparency of the love, and it's bidirectional. We certainly received a lot of love from those folks. And I could go on and on, but just thank you, and keep Kentucky and all those folks in the Appalachian Mountains in your prayers, because they really were blessed by our being there, and we were blessed by them. So thanks.
Once again, thank you so much for allowing us this time to share with you. And we have hearts filled with other experiences that, as you see us throughout the weeks and the months, we'll be able to share with you as well. So thank you again.